Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Mighty 1090, we're in studio with Brian Chiara, having a great time. You want to give us a shout, 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. And we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, fishing with Taro, one of your guys that have come up underneath your umbrella.
And it was with us for 10 years, that young
that's
man.
That's incredible.
That's rad. Such a deserving guy of the boat, and such a great prize, and what a great time to win it, too, with this fantastic fishing that's going on down in the area surrounding the Coronado Islands. These guys have just been on such a roll of fantastic yellowtail fishing.
Good size
for
fish,
weeks
too,
on
man.
End. Yeah, and it's been very fun watching that happen, you know, the ebb and flow of the yellowtail fishing, and there's been some unbelievable scores. And what's so cool is the variety of ways that, you know, the taros and boogers and all those guys, they're so good at communicating what's going on via, you know, whether it be through the landings websites or through their own social media accounts and giving kind of a recap of the day. And, you know, hey, today we got almost all our fish on yo-yo jigs, or today you got to pick the way you wanted to catch them, or here's a picture of, you know, some young man that came down from L.A. with his dad this morning. He had five yellowtail on the surface iron. It's just that there's been a variety of ways that those guys are capturing them, and some great fishing going on.
Awesome.
Yeah, we dig it. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show coming for you. Like I said, if you want to join us, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. It's time for the catch report, Corey. Let's find out what's biting out there.
Well, it's sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when you return from your trip at the San Diego landings, now Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. Picks them up at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
Right on. You got that. Well, let's jump right back into the catch report. We're going to start it off with our private boater buddy, our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. What's up, Mark?
Morning, Mark.
Hey, Ricky, Corey, Brian.
Morning, Mark.
So, hey, guys, here we go. Big changes offshore here these past few days, which I'll get to in just a minute, but yesterday morning at work, I ran across my little black tide log I keep notes in, the one from 2015, which was the start of our big El Nino scenario a few years back. And I keep extensive notes on what's going on. I was reading all these stories about all this big fish everywhere. I've got jonesing a little bit, you know, because this year's getting a little bit of a slow start up this way. And then the phone started ringing with the breaking news here and there. So it wasn't anything exciting from Catalina. I'll tell you that for sure fact. That island is in some kind of a weird springtime funk with quite a bit of sea bass around. You know, the guys are marking them. They're just not biting all that much. A few little bit of big fish caught this week there. There was some fish over 50 pounds caught, but not much of it. Squid is still basically non-existent. A few scraps here and there. Definitely want to take some frozen. But, you know, that sea bass is around, so sooner or later water conditions will straighten out, and it'll get to biting. Much better news from San Clemente Island, though. Quite a bit of good great yellowtail moved in there this week. We've been waiting for that. They're a little behind schedule. They bit good yesterday. No squid necessary was the really nice part of all that. Most of what was caught was on the sardines there, and it's a pretty big area. The fish came up midday, and it was scattered all the way from the cove up around the White Rock on the front side east there, so let's hope that keeps going for a nice long time. And then offshore, oh boy, here's where it's getting really, really interesting fast. That bluefin, you know, it's been biting down there by that lower 500 for a few weeks now, a couple weeks, and it made a move toward the hidden, and then either it's new fish or some of that fish was down there, kept right on rolling, but there was school seen outside the 302 yesterday. There was fish even above the border reported caught this morning. Danny just called me here a little bit ago with a little update as to what's going on. There was some radio reports of fish above the border. That's great news. But this is some of that better grade fish. The big boats had drifted on it last night. They had some good fishing on the flat falls. They had that stuff tearing up tackle. A lot of the bigger grade fish, there was fish up to 150 pounds last night. And it looks like it's on the move. It looks like it's still kind of pushing up toward the northwest there a little bit. And, you know, reading my notes from a few years back, I mean, at this time of year, we had fish as far up as the 289. So it looks like we got to keep a real close eye on that bluefin, a whole bunch of fish moving in, big ones, and they're biting, and nice weather, man. It's time to go fishing, guys.
I like the way you talk, buddy. That sounds good to me, Mark. Some great fishing going on, and a great way to keep in touch with what's going on is with that fishdope.com report. You know, the fishdope is always keeping up with, you know, whether it be contacts like yourself, guys in skiffs, sport boats, airplanes, the whole nine, and a very easy way to keep in tune with what's going on by using fishdope. And you can save $20 off of a new membership by using the code HOOKUPNOW at checkout. HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase with no space, saves you $20 on that new membership. And Mark, if somebody wants to keep in touch with what's going on at Pacific Edge, how do we find you?
Ricky, they can check in with us at Pacific Edge there. The store's on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach. The phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website with all the pictures of our cool new stuff that we're building for everybody is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And this was a really interesting move about all these bluefin showing up in all these different areas and the nice weather. And I got a feeling we're in for some really good fishing here this next few days.
Well, that sounds good to me, Mark. Great report. I can only imagine it's going to continue to get better when we talk to you next week.
I think so, buddy. We'll catch you later. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that.
Sounds awfully exciting. And from Bolsa Chica and Edinger all the way down to Quivira Basin on Mission Bay, Marcos, good morning. C4 Sport Fishing.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Marcos. Doing great.
Well, he's here and there. Fishing is definitely moving in the right direction. The half day, still catching very good bottom fish in the morning. Reds, rockfish, whitefish, had a couple halibut. The afternoon, they've been looking for calico bass the last couple days and been having some luck. They caught 47 yesterday, released 100 for 36 anglers. Day before that, 31 anglers caught 80 calico bass, released about twice as many there. Saw one yellowtail in the afternoon. So definitely some surface fishing coming to life there in addition to that good bottom fishing they've got going. The full-day trips fishing out the island, still rolling along there, catching yellowtail and bonito and a little bit of bass. Kind of what we've been seeing for a while. They're very good fishing for those full-day trips, and it's just been very good fishing. It's kind of what you expect this time of the year, moving into the late spring, then the early summer there. The overnight trips, day-and-a-half trips going out there, catching bluefin and yellowtail. The Aztec got back this morning from their day-and-a-half trip, 46 bluefin, and 140 yellowtail for their 28 anglers. So very good fishing on that trip.
Nice.
And that's kind of been the story there. So definitely moving in the right direction. Weather's holding steady for us, kind of cooperating there. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our full schedule up there for those half days, those full days. We have day and a half trips scheduled out quite a bit here, so you have lots of options there. To make the reservation straight online, you can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, bring your gear. Get your tackle set up for the upcoming season here because there's some good fishing right now.
Marcos, couldn't agree more. Some great fishing going on at Seaforth. We've got a nice stretch of weather in front of us and some good fishing to be had. A great report as always, Marcos, and we'll look forward to continued success next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, Marcos, thanks a lot for that. That's going to wrap up our Catch Report, Corey.
Sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle shop. Full deli, Mexican, and California licenses, trips, and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, like Brian was talking about earlier, check out East County Bait and Tackle. Dana Landing, right across from SeaWorld on Mission Bay, right next to the launch ramp in Mission Bay there. And East County Bait and Tackle at the end of the 67 freeway at Maple View. Rick and I are very familiar with that area. Check out DanaLanding.com.
All right. Hey, phones are packed. Let's jump right back into them. John in Escondido, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. A couple of questions. One was on the hook size, the variety of hooks that you might carry. Ring, circled or non-ringed. And then when you come back, if you're on a day trip, when you come back at 5 o'clock in the evening, is there a place that you can go to take your fish, like Fisherman's Processing, or the open late, that you can go drop off? Because I know they're not there like they are in the morning when you get off the boat.
As far as rings or as hooks are concerned, it's personal preference. It's you ask the three of us here, you'll get three different answers. I know for the kids on the boat, I just bought them 1,000 1-0, 2-0, and 3-0 Mustad hooks.
Just regular good old standard Mustad.
94-130s, if I'm not wrong.
Yes, and then but you open up the hook drawer, there's all the Gucci custom hooks and ringed hooks and everything. So it's pretty much personal preference.
Totally. And as far as your dropping your fish off, John, the best thing to do always is just to call Sean down there at Fisherman's Processing. Because there's several options that sometimes don't exist, depending on, you know, what boats are coming in, where they're coming in. Those guys will let you know best how to service. And, you know, when we're talking about, you know, excellent service and American Angler and, you know, those things going hand in hand, it's so the same way with Sean at Fisherman's Processing. They'll do whatever they can do to help get you taken care of. If there's an opportunity to drop fish off, they'll do it. If there's an opportunity to keep fish in the cooler, they'll do it. If it's run them in the next day, you know, whatever it is, they'll do their very best to get you taken care of. And a lot of it depends on what the schedule is, what boats are coming in versus aren't, how late they've had guys cutting. It's just a scenario that doesn't have a concrete answer. But the one thing I know about Sean and that whole team at Fisherman's Processing is for sure they'll do their very best to get you taken care of. So just call those guys.
Thanks, guys.
They'll dial you in. Appreciate the phone call, John, very much.
Let's jump back into it, Rick. And I have to say, this show has the best lineup of listeners and audience, Rick. The lines have been full the entire time, and it's awesome. Let's talk to Dennis. Dennis is calling from Norwalk. Good morning, Dennis.
Yes, I just need to know the setup for the bluefin tuna. I had never been before, so if you can help me out a little bit with the reel size and the line size, I guess.
Well, Dennis, it will often depend a little bit on the size of fish you're catching. It's been fun these last couple of years, and that I started working at Fisherman's Landing as a high school summertime job, you know, and for as crazy as it is, like that was over 20 years ago now, or right there, and for 15 of those 20 years, we got to say the same thing every time. When somebody would call on the phone and say, "What do I need?" we used to say the same thing always. You need a 25-pound outfit and some 2094-150s. That was it. That was what you needed to go tuna fishing for 15 years in a row. And I would say the quality of fish that we've been catching in the last couple of years warrants a little bit heavier piece of tackle. And if you still own it, I would certainly bring your 25-pound rod. But if you were going to bring one outfit right now, it's exactly what Brian was saying. And it's a 40-pound outfit. Preferably a small two-speed reel if you have it. If you don't have it, that's not the end of the world. These fish are certainly catchable on a single-speed gear. But a lot of this fish, you know, ranges from 25 to 80 pounds. And if you get a hold of a 50-pounder, you know, a 40-pound two-speed outfit is going to increase your odds and make it a lot physically easier on the angler. So a 7-foot rod and 40-pound and at least a, you know, depending on skill set and a few other factors, I like about a boat length's worth of monofilament top shot. I think that stretch will do a lot for you. I think that'll help keep you out of some tangles. It'll help fight in your fish. Granted, when conditions are real tough, the shorter of a piece of top shot that you have will allow your bait to swim better, and sometimes that's what's necessary for getting a bite. But I think a boat length's worth of monofilament top shot will keep you out of a lot of tangles, and when you do hook one, it'll increase your odds of that fish coming home.
And Dennis, you know, possibly being new to the game, not having caught a bluefin before, maybe doesn't have that kind of gear, Rick. Maybe does have a 40-pound outfit, but Sam, on the American Angler, do you have loner gear, or is there really inexpensive metal gear anyway?
Yeah, no, we have loner gear for the guys that don't have it. But getting back to what Ricky was saying, that's for you people out there, that's biblical. A boat length of monofilament helps shock absorb when the fish are close, shaking their head. I see a lot of fantastic fishermen come out with Spectra short top shots of fluorocarbon, and they're pulling hooks full speed.
Totally.
Full speed. Whereas our loner tackle people with the boat length of monofilament, there's a little bit more shock absorption. There's just a little bit
not
more
a little bit.
In your advantage.
A lot more. A lot more cushion.
So the guys that are on scene, the deckhands, the captains, I think that the statement that Ricky said right there, that boat length of monofilament, You can take that one to the casino there. That is a for sure 100%.
Those
best tip of the day.
Those bluefins are such head shaking sons of guns too, and they do the same thing at the same time. It's not when you first get a hook into him and he takes his run and settles down. It's the same thing every time. You've been pulling on that. You know, the bait is on the smaller side, so we're fishing a little bit lighter gear than we would probably all like to. And you pulled on that fish for 20 minutes or 25 minutes or an hour. Insert time here, doesn't matter. You get it straight up and down, and things are getting close. And they start changing directions, and you see it all the time. You get those big, gnarly head shakes where they flare their gill plates, and they're shaking their head. And just, that little bit of mono, it helps you weather the storm. And you just see it over and over. And I get it for sure. I mean, I understand it completely. There's nothing better than getting a bite and a three-foot piece of fluoro attached to the end of your Spectre. It gets bit like a son of a gun, but if you keep pulling hooks, that's not doing you any favors either. If you fish good baits and you fish them hard, your bites will come no matter what. No matter what size line you're fishing, you fish enough good baits, your bites will come. Maybe you're not bit every 5 minutes, but if you're making all those bites count, that's the only thing that really matters. I dig it. But that would be my suggestion, Dennis, is, yeah, get yourself a 40-pound outfit. I think that's the perfect first rig to get in terms of bluefin. And then just fill your quiver in as it goes. You know, next season, get your smaller outfit. Or next season, get your 100-pound outfit. You know, buy your 40-pounder first, get you started. You know, assess the loaner tackle that's available either on the boat that you're going on, or all of the landings have really stepped up their rental tackle. You know, because the size of this bluefin has been so big, you know, our hand was forced at Fisherman's Landing, and we're really happy about it, but... You know, we rent Talica 2-speeds of virtually every size, 12, 16s, 20s, 25s, you know, from 40-pound to 100-pound outfits, CalStar Graphiters and Talica 2-speeds, you know, the best that's out there. All of that is available per rental. You know, if you're going a couple times, just rent that gear and decide, you know, through the off-season, okay, yeah, this is right, and I'll save my extra side money up throughout the year, and I'll make the investment when I'm ready, and just get yourself through for the next couple trips.
And if you're going on a boat like the American Angler, you can call Laura in the office and just let her know that you need a piece of rental gear or loaner gear, I should
loaner
say.
Loaner gear, yeah. We pretty much don't charge. It's like I said, we're in the entertainment business. So part of the entertainment is catching a fish, and part of that is having the correct gear. So we have it on board.
That's awesome.
We just got to let Lori know beforehand.
You got it.
No, that was a good one, Dennis. Let's jump back into it. Let's talk to our friend Doug. Doug from Montebello. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to the show.
What's up, Doug?
Hi. Two questions here. When you take the boat to the shipyard, are you under contract to get the boat out there real quick? And then when you do the maintenance, what's the oddest thing you ever found on the boat itself?
Oh, Doug. we'd need another 2 hours for that. But as far as the boatyard, no, we are not under contract. They work with us, all the boatyards here in San Diego. This year we were in the boatyard for a month because we painted, you know, the hull inside, outside, bulwarks, that kind of thing. But there's other years that we're up and down in 3 days doing our Coast Guard inspection, paint the bottom, and we're out back in the water. So it kind of varies. And as far as the maintenance, we'd need another 10-hour
forever
show,
and,
yeah.
Forever and ongoing.
Yes, you know? Absolutely.
And a boat like the American Angler, you guys run all the time. I mean, all the time. And this is a perfect example. You're not, quote-unquote, supposed to be running for another month, but Ray's catching bluefin and as we speak right now.
Well, as we speak, the latest update, he has one 50-pounder on the rig.
Okay.
And all the boats are starting to see it.
Cool.
See it better, so, yeah.
And then it requires things like that. You know, if a boat runs like that, it just requires a bunch of exactly that, of maintenance, fixing things before they become problems and fixing things as they happen. And, you know, there again is hats off to your crew. That American Angler doesn't go down. It's a testament to yourself and you know, the guys that hold the engineer position. I mean, there's so many systems on those boats and so much preventative maintenance that happens that us as passengers have no idea, you know. And
what went into it and what kept it, you know, what
the
got
behind the
point?
Scenes. There is a lot going on behind the scenes. I know Ricky and Corey, they see it because I see them at the landing all the time. And if you walk down there today, that you'll see the boats that are doing maintenance, you know, doing their own painting, doing the, you know what I mean, doing it hands-on.
I always think it's the coolest thing when you take a young man that, you know, like the story that you talked about with Ray, when somebody, you know, somebody of a higher position that, you know, you respect their opinion says, hey, man, this is a guy you need. And so the young man comes aboard the boat and works his way up and becomes a part of the team and then becomes the engineer. I just can't imagine the first couple of days of the, think about the amount of systems that somebody like that is in charge of keeping running, the air condition, the things that we don't think about, you know, when we step on board the Anchor. We're just stoked to eat some great food and catch a bunch of fish, but there's air condition, there's a bunch of air conditioners that are running that keep us cold. There's all the refrigeration that keeps our fish cold. There's the obvious machinery and the engines and generators and oil changes that need to be done, and there, it's machinery. Things happen no matter what you do, and you know that guy is in charge of all of those things, and they take it on headstrong. And I got my hat is so off to the guys, and it's usually, you know, that's the next step, you know, it's the up and coming step.
It's being the captain, yeah. The operator, whether it's the half day boat or, you know, one of the big rigs, the XLs, Royal Polaris or whatever. It's the captain's pretty much the mayor.
Right.
He's in charge of sewage. He's in charge of power. He's, you know, all of it. Yeah. All of it. He wears all the hats. So
that's a great way to put it.
Yeah, I dig it. I just I love it. I like the whole theme of it. And it's so cool how smooth everything goes. You know, the reason you guys are so good at it is the same reason we don't know that any of it's going on. We don't think about plumbing. We don't think about power issues. We, you know, because everything is just handled.
We would like to think that things are smooth. You know, it's just like anything else. Yeah. But we get to learn from every hiccup that we have.
That's awesome. Doug Kern always says the best thing when we comes to talk about Fred Hall and things like that, and we'll always set our big giant booth up and all those things. People say, I just don't see how you can do that. I don't see how you can set up a whole tackle store in 3 days. And he always has the line that I remember it, and I always like. He says, it's because we've made every mistake that there is possible to make in terms of doing this. We've made every one of them, and, like, every time you make that mistake, you correct it, and you make it smoother, and you make it sharper, and next thing you know, it's just, it happens. And we're good at it because we've messed up every way possible, and you just get, that's how you get dialed in.
Speaking of behind the scenes, I don't want to get off track, but I keep looking at Ricky's computer screen. It has a SAC website on it. And I know that for the listeners out there, there's your Mark wishes that are in the business, to all the anglers out there that are, you know, either experienced or just getting into it. The SAC people are the unsung heroes behind all of this. It's like, I don't know if we realize how much work the Louis Zims, the Steve Crooks, the Don Hansons, Mike Thompsons, Buzz Brizendines, Elena, a lot of these guys dedicate they aren't even on payroll.
That's
and they love fishing so much that they go to battle for us. And I can't say enough about Ken, how much he's done for our fleet industry. 40 fathoms for the guys fishing reds at SBI.
Right.
It's been phenomenal fishing. Atlanta, working on that bluefin tuna with Buzz. We're allowed to go out and catch two bluefin tuna now.
Which, I will say it straight up, if not for the work of SAC and Elena and everybody, we wouldn't be fishing bluefin if it wasn't for this organization, period. Like, it would have gone to zero fish. That's what was put on the table. And this was the organization that put forth and made that happen.
We'd have a lot less to talk about today.
And the most recent one, Wayne from CCA, had mentioned at Day at the Docks, he stepped up to the mic and told us about the sardine.
That sardine thing was huge. Like, as an overall industry, we don't know how close we were to not being able to fish at all this year.
That's scary.
You're in the tackle business, own a boat like myself.
That's so scary. I can't even imagine, because there was a long time where it was straight anchovy, and okay, no big deal. We're not going to be able to have sardine, but it's a sardine fishery. I mean, there's a lot of sardine around, and it's 80% of our bait receiver.
It's the unsung hero. Like for this fishing that happened yesterday with the Aztec, it was today's Saturday, Friday, Thursday, MIA bluefin. No one's seen it. The guys were down at Mark's lower 500 looking around. Hey, I don't see it. Stopping on kelps, getting a few yellowtail. Ken, immediately with his finger on the pulse, has the wherewithal going, hey, man, it looks like good weather. Let's get the plane up. Yesterday, Carl's up on the spotter plane, SAC spotter plane, finds this area of fish. Now the guys are back on it today. They so got awesome. On it yesterday.
I love hearing that. That's
it's
great.
Because of the sack, you know, sacks wherewithal to do that, to be forward. So now you have the marks and his guys fished open and stuff like that. We're all in business because of sack.
Totally.
Now we know that there's a line of fish that goes from the 302 up to the corner, you know, above that and below that. And it's
and what we,
because of the unsung heroes behind the scenes.
And what we mentioned earlier, you know, sack is paid for out of the pocketsby the sport fishing boats, by the American anglers, you know, out of Brian's pocket. And all of those boats pay for it because, I mean, for those obvious reasons, you know, I mean, they're the ones that are taking care of us. But I look at the other things. Look at how much they do for us in the private boat fleet, just like we were talking about with Jim earlier.
Absolutely.
And, you know, allowing access and getting bracelets to be totally
honest. For such a small fee, Rick.
To be totally honest, Rick, it would benefit them to not do that. You know, all of these regulations come down about fishing in Mexico and things like that. And, you know, SAC spends all the time and effort also allowing access for the private boats. They could have easily said, we're a sport boat organization. You guys figure it out on your own, and the sport boats would be operating without any competition. But that's not how they do. They celebrate sport fishing in every aspect. And even though the competition is paying for it, they make sure to keep the access open for all of us, sport boat and private boat alike. Yeah, I'm with you. Nicer words can't be said about those guys, and they don't get nearly the credit they deserve because they're there every day working on the next issue.
Heroes behind the scene, for sure, which allows me to sit in the seat right now as we speak.
Same, there buddy. It is. You got it.
All right. Hey, great information, man. I love it, Brian. And we're going to have more from Brian Kiyohara from the American Angler. When we come back on Let's Talk Hookup, we'll be right back in a few.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it, the fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
All right, it's time. It's Newport Boat Show going on this weekend, the West's oldest and biggest yacht show, celebrating 46 years as the premier show in the West. The beautiful Newport Boat Show is the ultimate location for big boats, where you get to spend the day touring some of the finest yachts in the West. With more than 200 boats, including motor yachts, cruisers, sport fishers, and more, you'll find a wide range of new products and services that make owning and operating a boat more enjoyable. It's this Saturday and Sunday at Lido Marina Village, starting today from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission's just $15, and kids 12 and under are always free. There's always active duty military discounts and free off-site parking and shuttle service. For more information or go to purchase your tickets online, check NewportInWaterBoatShow.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617, or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
San Diego's sports leader,
the home of ESPN Radio,
the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
And Rick, this part of the show is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pump switches and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you have not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it in the water. Just one of the several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check BGI.com or get the affordable products at San Diego Marine Exchange.
It's an awesome product. We were talking about it during the break, Corey. How cool that on your phone you can check out how many times your bilge pump has cycled while you're home, just for check-in sake. You're busy this week, haven't been able to go down to the boat, work's real busy, and you like to go down and scope out your boat every weekend, but this, that you could, you know, you can pull up your phone and see exactly what's going on your
how
boat.
How active it's been.
Yeah. Awesome. You know,
it doesn't get any better.
Yeah, life is good. Next thing you know, you look down at your phone, you see that your bilge has cycled five times in the last couple hours. You know you've got something that you need to go down and deal with.
And if you're wondering what we're talking about, check out BlueBGI.com. You can check it all out. Should we jump back into the lines, Rick?
They're solidly packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Brian. Why don't we do it, Corey?
Let's do it. Let's talk to Jim. Jim calling from National City. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Jim.
What's up, Jim?
Hey, good morning, Rick, Corey. And, hey, you got one of the best on there today.
No doubt on that, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brian, Jim.
I mean, you know, you think of all the guys he has trained. Well, I don't know if trained is the right word, but anyway.
Had the pleasure to work with.
Yeah, well, you know, and I know his mentor was Mr. Lopresti, you know, because I've talked to him about it before. But it's just a great pipeline that we have here in San Diego with these skippers and owners coming down the line. I mean, you know, if they're not good, then they seem to weed themselves out of the business. But anyway, that Brian, he is the best, if not. I'd love to fish with him. Every day I would fish with him. But anyway, I got a fish report. I went on the Tribute the other day, left Tuesday night, we fished Wednesday. It was kind of a down day. We went 90 miles down. I went into Fisherman's Landing, and Doug was good enough to put me together. I brought my gear. I said, okay, Doug, how do you want me to go here? And, you know, he put the top shot on my Spectra and 25 yards and then the fluorocarbon, and that course, that's the way to go. 40 to 50-pound test. Well, an hour before sunset, the boat only had 9 bluefin. 33 people had 9 bluefin. So I change out, and I go down to 30-pound test. You guys had talked about it earlier. Sometimes you got to make a little adjustment. I didn't really want to do it because I had heard the horror stories of guys fighting a fish. for an hour and getting popped off on 30-pound test. But anyway, I dropped down to 30, and I was lucky to catch a fish there right at the end, and 40-pounder. But I think the fish, you guys were talking about it a little bit on the show today, they're kind of relocating. They weren't way down there. I think they swung out there to 302 and behind the islands a little bit. But anyway, great show as usual, and thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Big Jim. Congrats on that bluefin, man. A 40-pound local bluefin is an accomplishment no matter how it's done or anything. Jim, appreciate the phone call very much, buddy.
So we jump back into it, Rick. Let's do it. Let's talk to let's talk to Tom. Tom calling from San Diego. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tom.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good. I had a question about, well, it followed on what Jim said. It's kind of that tweener line when you drop down from, say, 40 to 30, whatever. And then what I'd say going the other way, when you want to go up from, say, like 40 to 50, if you can get bit on a 50-pound, what are the expectations, assuming you have a solid two-speed reel, of landing up to, say, a 100-pound fish on that?
You have a chance.
He's giving me a chance, Tom.
I'll take a chance.
I would say, in general, the heavier line and the larger hook that you are able to put into a fish increase your odds of that fish coming home, and the lighter line and the smaller your hook decrease the odds of that fish coming over the rail. Everybody's got every story of everything in between. You know, I saw a 200-pounder get caught on X number of light line and X number of small hook, and the opposite agrees too. And Bry said it best so many times, you know, the situation, the fun and frustrating thing at the same time about fishing is it's never black and white, and it's never the same, no matter what. It's not, it's different from fish to fish, from cast to cast, from day to day and year to year, and you just have to have situational awareness and just know that the heavier gear you're able to get a hook on, you know, big line and big hooks are what put fish over the rail. And, you know, you can weather more storms and you can get into more tangles and, you know, you can apply more drag, and a heavier rod does more lifting for you than a lighter rod does. So, you know, the heavier you can get away with, better your odds, but you still got to get a bite. And that's the fun and addicting and challenging part, is it is never the same. Every time you make a cast, the outcome will always be slightly different, no matter what.
And I guess, Brian or Rick, I'm not the big tuna guy, right? But if you're using lighter gear, heavier gear, whatever it is, you could have that fish on for an hour or longer, but it all comes down to where that fish is within, it's 60 to 100 feet from the boat up and down. Like, that's the disastrous kind of, like, all the way at the end, right? I mean,
that's what makes or breaks it right there.
Right there.
That's why I tie your rigs off to your bumper.
Yeah.
Your 30-pound rig and your 50-pound rig. It's just you have to know how hard you can pull, and you'll be surprised how hard you can actually pull on your gear.
I would, you know, Brian, you're going to answer this much better than anybody, but is it fair to say that a very high percentage of people don't apply nearly the pressure that they could be applying to the tackle that they hook a fish on?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Without the tutelage of our crew, a lot of the fish would be lost for that one reason. It's too light a drag. So people, I don't want to tie up my drag because I don't want to break it off. Trust me, we don't want you to break it off either. And that's why I keep saying you have to, at home, tie your rigs off.
And so just learn how hard you can pull.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The point of no return. And it's that's how hard you should be pulling at times.
30-pound test is extremely difficult. If you tie good knots, it is extremely difficult to break it off. Now, if the fish is running as fast as you can the other direction, and you slam your drag forward and you pull back as hard as you can the other way, you're going to break it every single time. But when that fish is finished off, he's done making his runs, but he's straight up and down, and he's just making his circles, it is unreal the amount of pressure that you could put on 30-pound to still to make it happen.
We've all been in the scenario where we've been on a boat and a crew member finishes off a fish or catches one, and everyone's like, oh, my God, look how fast he caught it, and look what, you know what I mean, that type deal. It comes from years of having people stuck in the bottom
Right.
Sir, let me see your rod, or ma'am, can I see your rod? And doing, you know, all the deckhand tricks, whipping the rod, slack, whatever, and you can't get it out, so it comes off. You just got to break them off the bottom. And so it comes from years of breaking people's gear from 20-pound test to 100-pound test off the bottom. That's what have taught these kids how to whoop on these fish as fast as they do.
To teach them how hard they can actually pull.
Exactly.
Yeah, and not let their head get turned, you know?
The fear is, I don't want to break this thing off. I don't want to put a heavy enough line to break them off. And the reality is, your odds of losing that fish just based on the amount of time he's in the water are so much greater than you breaking the line from pulling too hard. You know, that fish circling 100 times and the hook hole gets a little large and the swell's a little big and, you know, maybe you're a little bit tired, so instead of hanging onto the rod, you're letting it sit on the rail, and you go up on a big swell and you come down at the same time that he's making his downturn on the circle, and next thing you know, the hook falls out. And we talk about bluefin shaking their head all the time. Like, all those things happen, and time is the bigger loss of fish than probably just about anything else. And had you just bumped the drag up, you wouldn't have been slipping and losing a little bit of line on every turn that he made. And, you know, those 4 feet on every circle equate to however many turns of the handle and the fish coming on the boat that much faster. I think that's such good info, Brian.
Yeah, I think it's good stuff for sure, Rick.
All right, well, let's jump right back into the phones. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, that was a great one, Tom. Let's talk to Rich. Rich from Camarillo. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Rich.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Rich.
I had a question on fish processing. I've heard Rick say a couple of times, don't use fresh water to rinse off your fish or fillets.
No.
I want to know, what does that do to the fish? And also, can you make a brine to rinse the fish off with?
You know, even as a kid growing up, you know, you throw the fillets in the hand well and this and that and flick it with your knife and look all cool doing it. I worked on a boat where we carried a lot of Japanese-American anglers who hold their fish in extreme prize. If any of their fish touched water, they would be upset.
Okay.
So it's one of those things that it's towel them off with the paper towel versus rinsing them off in water is 100% the way to go.
Especially, Rich, if you're doing it at home. If you're doing it at home, learn how to clean the fish without penetrating the gut pocket, really.
I mean,
kind of leave that all on its own as you remove the fillet meat and, like Brian said, towel it off. What happens with the fresh water, you got to remember, all of our tap water has chlorine, okay? Fresh water in itself is like a cooking agent. It's going to wipe the salt away and actually start cooking the fish. You add chlorine to the situation, and you're now, you watch what happens. The fish turns white.
It does.
It's cooking.
Sean said something that's always resonated with me so much. He said, if you keep your station, yourself, and your knife clean, your fillets will be clean. You know, and, you know, think about your end result, you know, first. Like, if you slap a fish with a big slime coat on the table and you know, to cut your loin off, well, then don't put your loin meat side down in that same spot. Clean your station off.
Right,
you know,
right,
grab your paper towel and wipe that thing off. And, you know, so what if you go through a whole roll of paper towels throughout the day because you use that to pat it and clean it and everything else? Like, your end result is going to be killer. And that was Sean's advice a long time ago, and that changed what we did when we cut things at home. Just, if you keep yourself clean and your station clean and your knife clean, your fillets are gonna be that way also.
Great way to put it, Rick. Absolutely. Hopefully we all learn from that one, Rich, and nothing but good times here.
You're right. Who do we got next, Corey?
Let's jump back into it. Let's talk to Brian from Wildomar. Welcome to the show this morning, Brian.
What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. I had to do a little fishing to find you, but I got hooked up.
Nice. Glad to hear it, Brian. Thanks for joining us.
Captain, can you give me a little do's and don'ts, a little black belt tips on sinker fishing and the, you know, just do's and don'ts?
Sinker fishing for tuna?
For bluefin, yeah.
Always nose hook your bait.
Great question.
Yeah, always nose hook your bait. Depending upon the size of the fish, is depending upon how deep we meter them, I would say bluefin meter deeper than your average tuna. So you have to remember that I would say that your average fish right now is 25 to 80 pounds. We're going to be metering those 30 to 50 fathoms for the most part. And the coolest thing that I see with these flatfall people that are coming out is they're marking their line in different increments. Granted, when the boat's drifting fast, it's angled out. So kind of, if I were sinker fishing, I think I would mark my line, too, in different increments so you know how far you're soaking your bait. Kind of a rough idea of it.
That's a great call.
That is a great one. Yeah. I mean, you can mark it off 10, 20, 30, and then from 30 on, do it every five.
Yes. Something like that.
How does one attach the sinker? If you're trying to target bluefin or any type of tuna, how do you attach the sinker to the line?
The kid that our crew has some trick way with the rubber band. That's super sano.
Okay, now
that's our gig.
A rubber band, not tied or crimped or anything like that. You like it attached via a rubber band?
Yeah, they use a rubber band.
Okay, cool. Good info. I hope that helps you out, Brian.
Good tips.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the phone call very much. Let's try and sneak one more in there before we have to take our final break, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to you, Bob. Bob calling from Lakeside. Welcome to the show this morning, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, great show this morning. Lots of info. Just wanted to give you a quick fishing report. Went out on San Diego on Thursday and found some fish right off the bat and ended up with four nice yellows on a combination of surface iron and yo-yo iron. And what you were saying earlier really struck me. One of the yellowtail got picked up by a bull and he starts running off with it. And the deckhand grabbed my line and he's pulling the drag and he's all like, God, your drag is not anywhere near tight enough. But I had it set at, 14 pounds of drag and he just ramped it up and he actually got that fish away from that sea lion. We got it back and almost entirely in one piece.
That's great.
Yeah, it was a great trip. It was a lot of fun. Got some nice rockfish to go with it, too. And Booger runs a great boat.
No doubt about it. Well, Bob, great report. Awesome. I'm glad you had such awesome fishing. And thanks a lot for the phone call and the report.
No, that's definitely a good one. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. We'll be right back. More with Brian from the American Angler.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therez rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know: Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
San Diego's sports leader. The home of ESPN Radio. The Mighty 1090.
Hookup! All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. And, man, we've had Brian pulled a lucky number out of the hat. Lucky number 13 was Nick. Nick from San Pedro. You won the full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing.
Nick, you're so stoked. The boat is so great. You're going to have an awesome time fishing with Captain Taro and an Eagle on the Liberty and get in on some of that great yellowtail fishing. I'm stoked for you, man. Great, great times. Brian, can't begin to thank you enough. It's crazy how fast 2 hours can go by, and I really appreciate it. Again, so, so stoked and happy for your partner, Captain Ray, and everything that goes on in the American Angler. You guys do such a phenomenal job. Can't begin to say enough good things about it. And, you know, people talk about it all the time. You know, you guys are very popular for a reason, and there's like a stigma that goes, well, you can't ever get on the Angler. They're always sold out. But that's not the case. There's always opportunities, and I've seen Lori work such miracles in the office with people wanting to get on trips and wait lists and things like that, and there are still for sure opportunities to get to go fishing with you and Ray this year.
Oh, absolutely. Like we have a full open party schedule between now and I believe our first 8 day is May 25th, but even our regular schedule, people say, oh, you're always full. We have some 3 day trips with some room, our fall trips for Guadalupe if it's biting, we still have room on those. So I think number one, you just need to call Lori in the office. You know, we're fortunate to have Ray on board, but I'm super fortunate to have Lori as my partner. She's the best.
No doubt.
And you guys call her and you'll figure out immediately why I'm saying that. She knows it.
I'll say this too. I wanted to touch on it. We just flat ran out of time, but if you're somebody that really wants to get their significant other into fishing, maybe your wife or your girlfriend hasn't done it before, she's fished with you a couple times on the half day and you want to go tuna fishing, I can assure you there's no place that you'll be better taken care of than going aboard the American Angler. You guys do such an awesome job with newcomers, with ladies, whatever. Like, the crew is just a next level, and I just really, really hope that somebody takes our word for it, because if you've got somebody that you're really wanting to introduce, what a great time on one of those 3 days. I mean, that is the perfect trip for it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree. You know, I'm pretty proud of all the kids that we have working for us. They're fantastic.
No doubt.
Respectful. And, you know, we are entertainers by trade. So we're hoping that you guys have a good time, and we're going to do our best to ensure that.
I dig it. Well, if somebody wants to take advantage of either the open party trips, do those get booked through the Landing? Do they get booked through you?
Trips through
the summer? How do we get to go fishing on the Angler?
These open party trips are booked through the Landing, but you could also access it through our website, American Angler Sport Fishing, and you could also call Lori at 223-5414-619.
Brian, great job as always. We really appreciate you hanging with us, talking fishing. Love having you on the show, and give our best to Ray and Lori, and we'll look forward to hearing an awesome season, and keep us up to date with what's going on out there.
Cool.
Right, and we've got a fun show ahead of us tomorrow, Rick.
You're not kidding, buddy. Going to be another great show tomorrow. Captain Al Clowers, a local guide and expert, great in the bay. Another guy great getting kids introduced to fishing. Going to be a great show. Huge thanks to Corey, Brian, Adam on the other side of the glass. We'll be streaming again tomorrow. Look forward to hearing from you. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Network.